Warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Here we go again. It's Niall and Show and Killian with you. End of the week means a brand new episode of Daily Dilemma Uncensored where we talk about the stuff. We've been having fun this season. We've got a few episodes left and we'd love to hear from you if there's anything that you think we should be talking about here. You know the deal. It's talk at beat102103.com. But first, let's look back on last week.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
With my boyfriend 6 months now and it's all fairly plain sailing. He's big into commenting on girls' figures when we're out as he's big into fitness. I found out from my best friend that he's liking girls' pics on Instagram. These girls are all either in tight-ass gym gear, burlesque or bikinis. What do you think? Is it fair that I'm annoyed?
We have expert burlesquers, burlesque dancers. Like, I know that it is a thing. So, obviously, if you know somebody locally, you might be able to follow them that way. But now, I'm just going to go onto Tom's Instagram and see who he follows. Killian is going out of the studio now to look up burlesque on Instagram.
Yeah. You want to see my suggested posts on
Instagram? What are they?
It's all men in underwear.
But that's probably what you're searching on Google.
I'm not searching for men in underwear on Google. That's really interesting. Men in underwear, because it leads us nicely to this week, to be honest with you.
What are you doing to me? Because I haven't read this.
This is the first time Show actually hasn't read it in advance. Myself and Killian decided on what we were covering. So off you go then, you read it.
Hi, Niall and Show. I've got something for the podcast that you might be able to guide me on. Oh, guide. I don't know.
Guide.
I started dating a guy last month and I'm into him. He's handsome and quite masculine and is good crack. Last weekend was my first time staying over at his. We watched a movie, got takeaway, and I ended up staying over and we had a great time. I hadn't really noticed him undressing, but the next morning after his shower, when he started to put his clothes on, I got quite a shock. Instead of putting on a pair of holy boxers, like every other Irish lad I've been with, he put on a thong. Like a proper thong with the little strip up the back between his cheeks.
Okay.
Oh no.
All right.
I actually blurted out, "You're wearing a thong." And he said, yes, he loved wearing them. He finds them very comfortable and they're perfect. When he's got his tight work trousers on, he said his last girlfriend loved them as they showed off his sexy buns.
Wow.
As I said, he's very masculine and I don't think he's into cross-dressing or anything. He just likes thongs. I didn't know that this was a thing and I'm worried I won't be able to get over the initial ick I had when I saw it on him. Oh, for God's sake. Is this common? Show, how would you feel if Tom was going around in a thong? I don't know if I can get past this.
So,
I'm not. I don't want to laugh. The last bit I'm laughing at is Tom.
Yeah,
the image.
The image.
I'm genuinely not laughing at you. Like I'm like you're in an awful predicament. Yeah. But I'm laughing at the image that I have of Tom's hairy arse.
You did need to know that.
Well, it's not like I don't mean like it's not really really hairy. It's like manly hairy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know the way like.
Yeah.
He's not going to shave his ass. Cheeks.
Yeah.
He's just got a bit of hair there.
Well,
you know?
Could if you recommended it. Or you could help.
Oh, lads.
There's a lot of gay guys shave their ass, like, you know.
Like there?
All
the
of
butt
it.
Cheeks.
Right up to the gooch.
Come on.
Yeah,
though.
And I have a real problem with that. And I don't want to get, like, too into it. But, like, that's really itchy and scratchy for us. The same if we do it. But, like, you have to be really careful because you can get a rash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
anyway,
especially when it's like recently done and then the stubble is like.
Please move on from.
No, just
hairy
it's
bums.
Very common.
That's
you know?
True, though. That
you know?
Is and like.
Irish
very
lads
true.
Do have hairy bums, but that's enough about Tom. back to the email. I understand why you got a bit of a fright. You know, because I don't think it's that overly common. But, you know, I'm not here to have a go at anyone for their underwear choices, whether you choose boxers or white fronts or thongs. But I mean, do associate them more with girls, I suppose. I have seen them. I've seen men's thongs in the shops. And I've been puzzled. I've looked at them and go, can they be comfortable? That little line up in right up in your crack, I don't get it. So talk to me about wearing a thong and explain it. Is it comfortable, Show?
So you want to know what it's like?
Yeah.
So I'll be honest with you. The cheese string ones, which are literally just like a strip, right?
Mm. Nice.
They are not the most comfortable because they're so thin that they kind of like do.
Do you feel it all day? That
no,
line
I wouldn't
there?
Say. Like once you put it on, you kind of don't think about it. But I'm not mad about those. I prefer one that has a little bit of kind of width to it
okay.
and really soft material. Like so, I'm not into those kind of lacy ones that would like be itchy and scratchy. I'd say, yeah. Mm. But I do wear them because, to be honest, VPL is a very real thing. And
actually, do you know what? That's the thing that stood out from that email to me. I kind of got what he was saying. If he's a guy who wears like suit pants every day, like boxers do get kind of caught up, you know, that kind of way, and they would be visible.
Yeah.
So maybe there is some method to the madness here.
I would have thought, though, given that, like, you know, with your arses, like, you would think, like, I'm just thinking about your arses. Well, okay. Maybe. I don't know where
you picture it? Can you picture it, Father?
I'm just like thinking about your arses, and I'm thinking, I don't know how your arse, how your arse would be more comfortable in a thong than it would be in a boxer. Because one time, right, Tom sent me to Penny's, right? Now, we know I've openly spoken about this on the Be Breakfast Show, you're Niall, and you farted in front of me this week. That Tom has a lot of holy boxers, right?
Yeah.
But they're still the thing. I don't know if you find this as lads. Are they still the thing that you go out and buy a lot, even though you have loads of them at home? Do you still seem to buy a lot? Because Tom's always.
I buy a lot of them, but I don't try out enough.
Does he buy cheap? Is that the problem?
Yeah, like I've bought them like Jack Jones one.
You won those at the Mayor's Ball. I was
you
with
fecker.
You. At the Mayor's Ball in Waterford City, she won some Jack Jones boxers and said Tom would be delighted with those.
Can't believe you told that. Yeah, okay, I gave him those because I won him in a raffle. But most of the time he will buy pennies. And like, there's nothing wrong with them. They last like a little while or whatever.
You buy cheap, you buy twice. Yeah. Isn't that your phrase?
Yes, it is. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
So anyway, I spend on underwear.
Okay, so they last.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Now, often I might go to TK Maxx, get a brand at a better price, you know, that kind of way.
But they last.
But they last, yeah. So like, okay, I've got some Calvins and I like those. They're for special occasions. But then even stuff like the LS and stuff are better than your pennies, you know, that kind of way.
I suppose he's at the stage, right, where he's just a bit comfortable and he's not really trying to impress me.
But I have that thing that I'm not that pushed. I'm wearing a pennies hoodie and that, but I like to know that I'm wearing good underwear. Maybe that goes back to that thing of you're knocked down or something and you're in an ambulance and they cut your clothes off and you're wearing good underwear. Does your mother always say that?
Oh yeah, totally.
Sure. Never.
No, yeah. I always thought like my bra and knickers had to match because if I ever had an accident, they'd see it.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't be worried about the injuries. It's just a bra, Sian.
No, it's a saying. It's an old thing. Yeah. Anyway, one day he sent me downtown, or I was going to town, and he said, "Will you get me boxers?" And the reason I had to get them for him is this makes me out to be a terrible wife, but there weren't any clean. And rather than washing them, like we were going away for
terrible.
Them. Yeah, I know. I'm a shambles. But anyway, I went down and I got them and I picked them up and I was in a rush and I brought them home. And he was getting changed that night. I think we were going away, or we going out that night. I can't remember what it was. Then he goes, "Show." And I said, "Yeah, what's wrong?" He said, "Come here." And there he was standing in the bathroom and he says, "What are these?" And they weren't boxers, they were white fronts.
Okay.
I had bought the wrong.
Briefs. What are white? Briefs.
Yeah,
briefs.
Well, like white
they
pants.
Would be the equivalent of a thong for a man, correct?
No, they're just more like a knicker.
No.
Yeah, a knicker.
Yeah, yeah. But like there are a lot of men who wear briefs.
I found them quite comfortable when I tried them on one time.
Sometimes a lot of sports people wear briefs to keep their bits not flying around under shorts, right? But also there are guys who prefer just a bit of a tighter fit that, you know when you're wearing loose boxers and your bits can be hanging kind of...
Yeah,
that.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I wear boxer briefs, which are essentially boxer shorts, but with the tighter material.
Oh, okay.
So that they're still kind of holding everything together. That's my... choice. But
now, personally, when he called me in, I went, "I think you look good.
Good
I like
bulge.
Them on you." Well, yeah, it looked good. Like I was, I like what I saw. But he wasn't feeling it. He said that he didn't feel comfortable with so much. I suppose on the side there was so much flesh there when you're used to it
being
covered. I didn't have a problem with it, but would I feel differently about a thong? I probably would, because I would feel like it had come out of nowhere. You know, that this arse was coming towards me, and also at the front you'd be very exposed.
Like, that's what I was saying, like there's no, like obviously they're built for women, so like there'd be no, like,
well, not necessarily, no. The men's thongs, I'd say, are the same as, like, they're like white fronts at the front.
Just Google male thong there.
I don't know if we're allowed lingerie on.
Like, that's just an item of clothing. That's not, like, you can't make that. That can't be illegal. I'll do it on my phone.
Like, what I would say to this girl, right, is this. As I said, no judgment for any guy or girl or for their underwear that they want to wear. However, you mentioned the white fronts. There are a lot of girls who are turned off by a guy in white fronts. It's a nick for them. It's a turn off for them. And if this is something that gives you the ick, well, that's really down to you and whether you can get past that. But if it's something that turns you off, that's you, you know. And, you know, there's no shame in that either.
I'd love to know how we came about it. Do you know, when was the first time we said, I'm going to try a lady's thong.
Well, it's not a lady's thong. It's a men's thong.
Oh, he's wearing a men's
thong.
Yeah,
there are men's thongs.
I thought he was wearing hers.
No. He's wearing his own.
Oh, the Lord.
See that thong that man has on, right? You can get that at Intimacy. Oh, Intimacy.
That's very uncomfortable.
See that? That's what I'm wearing today. That's the type I'm wearing.
And your buns look as good?
No.
Okay.
I have a floppy arse.
I have a flat arse, yeah, unfortunately. So,
but
yeah,
that's exactly the kind of tongue. Like
I've seen them, probably Germans, on holidays on the beach wearing tongue type togs.
Speedos.
But with the line up in the middle, right? The line up in the middle, because they want to get they don't have a white bum.
Well, normally they go naked.
But they don't, maybe not want their front bits for everyone to see. So they wear the tongue so that they get the nice tan bum.
They do in Ibiza. They just let it all hang out.
Well, what beaches are you going to?
My mum and dad brought us to a nudist beach when we were younger and they didn't realise until we were on the beach.
That happened to us too.
And there was a lot of, I think they're like the Germans and the Spanish, and they will be quite
Most Europeans are very comfortable with their bodies.
They're very, very at ease with themselves and their body, which is amazing. But when you're not used to seeing boobs and bottoms everywhere, it's flying at you.
And one of the things you notice at a nude beach as well is not many young, hot model types. A
lot of confident women.
Like older women.
Yeah.
With a lot of sag.
A lot of cocky.
And fair place them. Fair place them.
They let it all. It didn't defy gravity.
Killian, you've been very quiet. I feel it's not your area of expertise.
I don't know what to say. I want to say it's kind of weird, but like, to my mind it's weird, but like everyone's open to do whatever they want. Yeah. I just don't think
you couldn't imagine yourself in a thong.
I couldn't I tried my dad's briefs once and I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, no!
I was home at the weekend and I had no boxers, and look, we're a family. You can say it's weird wearing other people's underwear, but there was a pair
once of briefs
there.
Once they were clean.
Oh yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I've got worse
freshly
than that.
Out of but it was grand. I really enjoyed them. But now I know I was wearing boxers or the briefs, but I felt naked.
Yeah, because there's a lot, as Tom described.
It's very comfortable. The only thing is the bulge area, I feel. I like it, let it flow, you know, even in a track. Like in a tracksuit here now, what I'm wearing now. Yeah, they're those type of kind of briefs things, but I think there's more.
I can't wear the very loose ones. I just hate because you've got bits hanging down the side and stuff.
It's like wearing a GA shorts under your pants, but I just don't know how people do it. I think it's, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm lost.
Did you want to come in there?
But just very briefly, at one point, Mum was doing a little bit of washing for us and some boxers came back and Tom was putting them on and they were halfway up the leg and he realised they were my dad's.
That was the point where you decided we have to buy this new house. We got to get the house. All right, final thoughts, Killian.
I'd love a little backstory, a little origin story to see why he chose
how we discovered them. Yeah. What was the moment?
He did mention the ex-girlfriend there. That was an interesting point. I don't know if it, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I really don't know. I'm lost for words this time.
I think you kind of touched on it, Niall, and I think we have to be obviously open to the fact that, look, this might be just something that he does and it's not a big deal and that's absolutely fine. But also, if you've kind of got the ick, like the ick can happen over absolutely anything. Yeah. So don't beat yourself up over that part of it. If you don't find him attractive anymore because of it, that's okay. But if you can actually look at him and go, do you know what? It's not really that. They're only a pair of underwear.
It's only material and his buns do look good.
And he's really manly to you and that's what you find attractive. Then I probably would try my best to move on. And then I'm like, is he just joking? Is he just having a laugh?
Not on the first time you bring a girl back, you don't make a joke like that by pulling on a tong. You'd be a bit weird to do
Maybe you got random advice off someone thinking that at all. They find it really attractive, like it's really sexy to wear a tong.
I don't know if it's a common thing to be attractive. I would say, similar to what's been said, each their own. Maybe you could have a little bit of fun with him and say, look, that's not really for me. Will we go buy some really nice boxers or boxer briefs or whatever you want? You know, if you get to that point.
The only thing is, and I know you're wrapping this up, so you're going to tell me to shut up, but if this was the other way around and he was saying
that there was something she was wearing underneath
and like we would probably say something different. That's fair. So you can't I don't think you can really, you either have to decide, look, I'm going to take him as he is in his thong.
Yeah, you don't have to be his mammy.
Take it off with your teeth. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.